Star 102.7, good morning. Dave and Ink for breakfast. The Cairns Italian Festival on the go at the moment. It's huge. And joining us on the phone right now, a gentleman who's going to be in here or in Cairns this weekend at Brothers Leagues. It's comedian Joe Avati. G'day,
morning.
Joe.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Mate,
good.
Great. Congratulations and happy anniversary. 25 years of comedy. This is your 25 live. Have some respect to it that you're doing at the moment. 25 years, mate. That's a long time to...
Well, you know what? I'm actually enjoying it more now than I ever have done.
That is awesome.
That is huge. But talk about another thing that was huge. Something happened to your life. Three massive events happened in 1 year. And it was also happening when COVID happened. What were the three big things?
I got engaged, married, and my wife and I had a baby boy all in 1 year.
Wow.
That's all in 1 year.
That's efficient.
All in 1 year. Now, I know a lot of your listeners are going, oh, yeah, he's Italian. He must have had a big wedding. He had 10 people. That was it. It was fantastic. Because normally, 10 people, that's how many people just on one side of the bridal party in the one wedding, right?
Yes.
Let alone just that's how many people were at the wedding, Because, you know, the thing is with the ethnic weddings, for all the Aussies listening, you know what? It takes 3 months just for the seating arrangement because this bloke doesn't talk to this person, doesn't talk to that auntie. And this guy here, last time he come to my wedding, he'd bring 4 people, only put $200 in the envelope.
I'm renowned for having large weddings. Is it the parents that normally drive the big wedding? Because it's like you've got to invite these cousins, you've got to invite these second cousins.
Yeah, right. So then normally what happens is, right, it takes 3 months for the seating arrangement.
Yep.
But then you've got to get approval from all the older elders. Okay,
right.
And there's always something wrong. Like my dad, you can't put a Kumara Teresa next to Kumara Maria. Why not? I thought they were best friends. No, because when Kumara Teresa have a birthday, invite Kumara Maria, but not invite Kumara Maria daughter, because Kumara Maria daughter, she's anti-vax. So she's not coming. So there's always some fight, mate.
There's the politics.
See, Aussie weddings, so easy. Aussie weddings, you get the gift registry, you pick your toaster, off you go, mate.
Yeah.
And make sure the toasters are Breville. Don't muck around.
Yeah. Go top shelf, Breville.
I do love that you. I've seen a couple of your bits of comedy, and I do love you talking about is your mum on Facebook, and it's never a good thing.
It's never a good thing. No. Before I got married, I got seen. Remember Crown in Melbourne? It was a big nightclub called Club 23. I'd go there all the time after gigs. I get tagged with beautiful girls. My mum's got to write a comment. I'm not liking this. Jesus, mum, get off my page. You know, because the oldies love Facebook, right? And they love, older people love sharing things.
Yes.
Just anything. And so it's annoying for everyone else, but it's perfect for me because it advertises my shows and they sell out. Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you to all the old wogs on Facebook.
But does your mum think it's like private? Does she think that no one else can see her comments or she knows that she's...
No, they don't understand. They don't realise that they put it on and then, you know, half of the world, I don't know, 400,000 people on my Facebook, they all can see the comments. You know, they go, what the hell is this lady doing?
Yeah.
They don't understand that, you know. It's like Uber. My dad called it. He goes, just to get him out Uber, no worries, it's taking me to the airport. But he's got no idea that the Uber driver can rate you at the end. Or that I can see where he's
okay.
Going.
Yep.
So he gets in an Uber under my name, he gets 1 star. I said, what the hell did you do? Nothing. This guy don't know where he's going, so I tell him, pull over, because I'm going to drive. But he had no idea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just ethnic parents, that's what it's like.
Joe, absolute pleasure talking to you, mate. We can't wait to have you here in Cairns this weekend. Your first show, Saturday show, sold out. If you want to come on Saturday, you can't because that's sold out. But Sunday, you've got a show at Brothers Leagues this Sunday as well.
Yep. Yeah, and it's selling. I think there's only about 120, 150 tickets left. That's it. It's selling really well.
So get in quickly, people. If you want to get along, check out Joe Avati happening at Brothers this Sunday, the 7th of August. You can get your tickets, I believe, from your website's a good spot, joeavati.com.
That's right, /shows. And I should also add, the show is a G-rated show. So you can bring a 13-year-old, you can bring your grandma, you can bring anyone, you can bring whoever you want who's going to understand. And it's a show for... all generations as well.
Mate, we look forward to having you in Cairns this weekend as part of the
Thank
Cairns Italian Festival.
So much. Thank you. Cheers.